So we have this attitude that we have as Christians, as that we should be thinking of ourselves as grateful. The attitude of gratitude. You've heard it said that way before, and we're going to talk a little bit about that today, of being thankful to our Heavenly Father for all the many things that He's given us, and being grateful, being thankful. And so thankfulness should be this hallmark of Christianity. The thankfulness, an attitude of being thanks to the Lord for everything He's given us, should be the way of life. The lack of thankfulness shows a heart in need of mending. A lack of thankfulness shows a life that is needing direction and struggling. And so today I want to talk a little bit about the trouble with unthankfulness. It could be like a real issue in your life if you're living an unthankful lifestyle. You see, as we think of Thanksgiving, and one of my favorite holidays, and it's a beautiful time to get together with family, and it's just a fun time of the year, of course. As you know, fall, my favorite time of the year. A lot of you is the same way, but it's finding those traditions and being together, and of course, Thanksgiving dinner. Interestingly enough, we have the first Thanksgiving Day was a proclamation made by our very first president, George Washington. He set a time aside for Thanksgiving and prayer. Thought that was pretty interesting. Well, Abraham Lincoln set aside he kind of made it official, and the 16th president of the United States said that the fourth Thursday of the month of November will be a time of prayer and thanksgiving and fasting. And I thought, well, that's interesting. As I was thinking about this, looking a little history, and of course, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, it actually became a federal holiday when he was in the presidency. But I thought, as we think back on our Christian nation founded on godly principles, that a lot of people are thinking, oh no, we're not a Christian nation. We weren't founded on Christian and godly principles. But some of our early forefathers, as you all know, they realized that thanksgiving, thankfulness, being thankful is a time of prayer and fasting. And I thought, this is kind of funny, because as I was thinking about what happens, what takes place when something good takes place, when God sets forth something beautiful and God sets forth something amazing, what does the devil love to do? He loves to flip it on its head and turn it into something opposite. And so as I was thinking, I was reading this, and this is kind of just a little snapshot of introduction to my sermon this morning, but as I was thinking, I'm like, the Thanksgiving holiday, it's synonymous with gluttony. I mean, let's just say it. It's synonymous with overeating. Scott, it's synonymous with the Lions losing. Right? I mean, come on. It's the very thought of Thanksgiving is, yeah, I know. It hurts every Thanksgiving, it hurts. And it's like, you know, if you think about what Thanksgiving was founded on, what it was meant to be, was a day of prayer and fasting. Wow. How does that? So the devil took something God said, listen, pray, fast, take time to give thanks. And then the world loves to get in there and say, this is a time when you can eat everything you want, eat all you want, and eat and eat and eat until you're sick. And I thought, man, isn't that interesting? How God said something this way, and then the devil loves to flip it on its head and turn it around to something sinful. And I'm not saying Thanksgiving is bad. I'm not saying overeating is something that you know. Listen, hear my heart here. I thought it was interesting that being thankful and is the very last thing that Satan wants us to be. He'd simply turned it on its head and said, listen, overeat, feast. Be selfish. This is the one time of the year we can eat all you want and there's no calories involved. You see, you have to hear what I'm saying here, is that Thanksgiving and fasting comes out of a thankful heart. This holiday season, as we have a thanksgiving of our lives, and the trouble with unthankfulness is that Satan doesn't want us to be thankful. He doesn't want to have an attitude of gratitude. He doesn't want us to be thankful to God. And so as I thought about this, I was reading some scripture in Romans chapter 1, verse 18. It says, the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and wickedness of people who suppress the truth by their wickedness. And then it goes on another couple of verses in Romans chapter 1, verse 21. For although they knew God, they neither glorified him nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. And so we think of, as I read this, we have to look at who are the people that Paul is writing to. For all they knew, although they knew God, who are they? They, we looked up in verse 18, says the wrath of God is being revealed from heaven against all godlessness and wickedness of people. So the godless, wicked people who the wrath of God is being stored up. Verse 21, for although they knew God, they neither glorified him nor gave thanks to him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened. You see, so as we think of the dangers of unthankfulness, we think of the dangers of unthankfulness, realizing that people who are they have a knowledge of God, they have a knowledge of him, but they neither glorified him nor gave thanks. And so kind of setting this up for us, 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 1 through 5. We've got a handful of scriptures that I want to just touch base on this morning. But mark this, there will be terrible times in the last days. People will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boastful, proud, abusive, disobedient to their parents, ungrateful, unholy, without love, unforgiving, slanderous, without self-control, brutal, not lovers of the good, treacherous, rash, conceited, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power, have nothing to do with such people. You see, people refuse to acknowledge every good thing that came from God. Does this sound familiar? I mean, like our society today, all you have to do is look around us and this list is, I mean, we're pretty much there. You know, ungrateful people, lovers of money, boastful, disobedient, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God. You see, unholy, people who have zero thanksgiving, thankfulness in their heart to what God has done for them. There's a progression that spirals downward from being unthankful. That unthankfulness leads to murmuring and complaining, which leads to bitterness, which leads to coveting, which leads to all kinds of unrighteousness. You see, this is the danger of being unthankful. See, I don't want to find myself in that category of that list right here and saying that I'm a person that is loving of pleasure and not grateful, and you know, that scares me. And so there's that danger. I want to take a look at a story in the Old Testament. A story in the Old Testament, Numbers chapter 21. You don't have to turn there. I think we have it on the screen this morning. But Numbers chapter 21 is a great picture, if you will, of ungratefulness. Let's read it. So they traveled from Mount Hor along the route to the Red Sea around Edom. But the people grew impatient on the way. They spoke against God and against Moses and said, "Why have you brought us up out of Egypt to die in the wilderness? There's no bread, there's no water, and we detest this miserable food." Now let me just back up. So we have the Israelites, they're in the Exodus, they're hanging out with Moses, and there's a bunch of people around. And they're going through the desert. They're going through this trial times. And Moses is doing his best by seeking God and understanding God is bringing them through into the promised land. We all kind of know the story, I hope. And so as they're traveling and they're going and they're almost to the Red Sea, the people grew impatient. They grew miserable. Verse 6, then the Lord sent venomous snakes among them. They bit the people and many Israelites died. The people came to Moses and said, "We sinned when we spoke against the Lord and against you. Pray the Lord will take the snakes away from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a snake and put it on a pole. Anyone who is bitten can look at it and live." Verse 9. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it on a pole. And then when one was bitten by a snake and looked at it, they lived. Crazy passage of scripture. Awesome story. The people were miserable. They were complaining about the food that God was providing them. They had nothing. They were in the desert. They were wandering. They were thinking, "Wait a minute, why don't we have prime rib and potatoes and all of the fixins? Why don't we have a turkey dinner about us?" And they're complaining, and they're complaining, and they're complaining about what's going on. And we see what God did. Only God appreciates unthankfulness. So God, in his majesty and his might and his power, decides to say, hey, I'm just going to send some snakes. We'll teach them. So he sent snakes to the people, and they bit the people, and many, many people died as a result. So they realized that, wait a minute, we're doing the wrong thing. God is all in control. He's all powerful. Maybe we should ask for forgiveness. Maybe we should reconsider our unthankfulness. Maybe we should reconsider our murmuring. Maybe we should reconsider what we're talking about. And so God made a way. God made a way. Now, there's a lot of parallels in this passage of Scripture, of course, and there's a lot of things that I could talk about, and it's really, I don't want to get off topic, because thankfulness is truly what we're talking about here. But understanding that God is powerful and that God can do what he wants to do, and I truly believe God punished the sin of unthankfulness. God punished the people in such a way that I pray that he wouldn't punish us. And so we understand that looking at the people, they were just, they went back to their old ways of life. God rescued them for so much, and then nothing. So as you see where I'm going today, we too can tend to be like those Israelites, right? We too can be like those people who are disgruntled with what God has for us right now. Guilty as charged, right? Oh, I need a new vehicle. Oh, I need a new this. I wish I had that. Oh, I need something else because my old one's broke. I'm just sick of this way of life. I can't believe, God, you have us right here, or this house that we live in, or my job is just, you know, what is it? What is it? What is it? So how many of us are going around and saying, man, I wish, I wish, I wish? This is a heavy passage of Scripture, is it not? Because it convicts us all. It convicts us all to say, wow, I am not being grateful for the things that God has provided for me. Even if it's this big, God still provides it for you. Even if it's something small, God still provides it for you. And so we understand that as we pray, we hope that God doesn't send venomous snakes into our home. Because that would really wake us up, wouldn't it? And so, of course, the idea behind this is to be grateful. Be thankful in all things. So if God is so displeased with us not being thankful, it leads us on such a downward spiral, we need to be thankful. Giving thanks for all things. Giving thanks, submitting yourselves to one another. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20, verse 20 and 21. Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we're to be living a life of gratitude to God. Thank you, God, for this piece of junk car that I drive, right? Thank you, God, for the provisions that you've given me, even though this meal isn't the greatest meal of kings I'm eating today. Thank you, God, for these clothes that I've had for 25 years, and thank you, God, for this house and the roof over my head. Thank you, Lord, for the heat and the furnace still working. So we find those things to be grateful for, giving thanks always. Colossians chapter 3, verse 17, and whatsoever you do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. So what that passage says is that whatever we're doing, give thanks. Whatever you're doing, give thanks. If you're at your job and it's the worst day of the life in your life, and the things are just absolutely horrid, and the boss is on your back, and he's just like, the weight of the world is on your shoulders, give thanks. Because guess what? In 2 weeks, you're getting a paycheck. Give thanks. Give thanks in all circumstances. If you don't have a job, and you do not, if you're not making the money you used to, give thanks you live in the greatest country on the planet that actually gives you unemployment check. You see, it's all about changing our attitude. It's all about changing our attitude. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 18, everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ concerning you. So my point is that we can always find something to be thankful for, right? We can always find something to give thanks for. Even if this old world gives us and throws us curveballs. You see, I want to be a church that gives thanks. I want to be a church that is thankful. And out of thanksgiving, out of a heart of gratitude is the attitude of gratefulness. And so I thought in here today it'd be fun, as the band comes up, I want to invite you guys to come on up. I thought it'd be fun just to take a couple of people, maybe you have a testimony, maybe you have some that something that God has just been doing in your life, that God has just, and you just want to give thanks. Does anybody want to just, you don't even have to stand up, you don't have to come forward. Yeah. Somebody just wants to give thanks? Do you have anything to give thanks for? Somebody else?
I will.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's fantastic. Yep. Praise God for that. All right. Absolutely. Thanks, buddy. Anybody else? It's kind of like our big Thanksgiving dinner. Go around the table. Yep. Pets. Fantastic. Give them thanks for them. They bring us joy and everything else, don't they? Most of the time. Yep.
Grandpa, what time is church?
Yep. All right, that's good. Good. That's right. Yep, you've got it rough, don't you?
Thankful for a grandson.
Absolutely.
What a blessing.
Yep, what a blessing.
I'm thankful for unanswered prayers.
Mm-hmm, sure.
Kind of crazy.
Yeah. Sometimes we get in the way, don't we? That's good. Awesome. What else are you thankful for? Yeah. That's right. It is. Absolutely. Yep. Well, let's stand together. We want to give thanks to God with a grateful heart today. And as we close with this song, it's I think it's that we just need to switch gears in our minds sometimes, don't we? And say, you know what? It's not all about me. It's not about what I don't have. It's about what I have. Switching gears in our heart and our mind to say, Lord, I don't want to be I don't want to be in sin. I don't want to be ungrateful. I don't want to be punished. I don't want to be brought to the point where you have to send snakes to my home to get us to be thankful. Let's not get to that point. And realizing that God is good and that he's blessed us with so much and that he is faithful, even in the hard times. Even in the hard times. So let's sing together with grateful hearts, with attitudes of worship and praise in our hearts. Let's sing.